You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 15th day of March. You still have time to go vote in the state of Illinois. Please do so. Make time yet this afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Don Day, a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, where they held their caucuses already. Congratulations to you folks out there. But we probably ought to talk about the weather forecast, Don. I want to start not here in Illinois and not there in Wyoming, but way down south for us, at least in the Delta region, where it's warmed up. And at this time of the year, they'd usually like to start getting a good planting season underway, but they've been awfully wet. What can you tell me about them?
Yeah, when you get 10 to 20 inches of rain, it's going to take a while to dry out. And unfortunately, there's a little bit of good news and some bad news when it comes to getting back out and getting the ground dry again, because while it is going to be dry and warmer, as you mentioned here, for the next 72 hours, we see the Delta getting wet again with some areas of showers and thunderstorms developing this weekend. And then there'll be a little bit of a break early next week, but the middle to the next week, it gets wet again. Now, this is not to be unexpected in a strong El Nino year. This is the time of year, especially with a strong El Nino, we usually see some real wet weather moving into the southern tier. So while there's going to be some opportunity for drier weather the next couple of days, there's still some wet weather in the future.
Okay, so we're getting to the end of March, and producers across the Midwest will be thinking, I need to start planting corn eventually as well. I'm just kind of interested at this point in how the season appears to be setting up. Are there dry areas across the Corn Belt states, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska? Are there wet areas at this point, or is it just a normal growing season beginning?
Well, if we were to look at the soil moisture profile, we would see that the driest areas right now would be in the southern and far southwest areas of the Corn Belt. But for the most part, our soil moisture conditions are in pretty decent shape. So we don't have any areas right now that are a big concern. And from what we're seeing for the rest of this month, as we go into April and May, there's no signature or pattern that we see showing up that would scream out warm and dry yet. Now, as we get into the summer season, that may be a little bit of a different story, but spring precipitation, I think, is going to be on par with averages.
And finally, I'd like to stay in the United States to work some of the winter wheat areas, especially the Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas areas, where I think that crop came out of dormancy something like, 3 to 6 weeks early. Any concern at this point about the crop that is now up and running and growing?
Yeah, I think we should definitely keep an eye on temperatures. Now, we see a much colder air mass settling into those winter wheat areas of Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Oklahoma and Texas panhandles here in the coming weeks. Will it be cold enough to cause some damage? Right now, I think the worst of the cold air will stay to the north, but there's definitely a trend towards cooler weather headed towards those winter wheat areas and hopefully some precipitation. So it's something to watch, Todd. There's still a lot of cold air left up in Canada that has the opportunity to move south. But right now, it's not directed towards those winter wheat areas, but it's something to keep a close eye on.
Those darn Canadians. Oh, well, hey, thanks so much. I appreciate your help today. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
That's Don Day of Day Weather. I'm Todd Gleason.